You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
You got Ace and TJ Prime Plus, so you deserve a little something extra. This is Extra Extra Funny Podcast from Ace and TJ Prime Plus.
Ace, I know you love it when our town makes it into the national news, whether it be Charlotte, the Charlotte area where we live in North Carolina, or whether it's an area of Louisiana where we grew up. So here's your one. There's a defense attorney. First of all, when I go into this story, everything is alleged. Nothing has been proven. It's all accusations at this point. Nobody's gone to trial and been found guilty. So I don't have to keep saying alleged right. All through the story. It's a Charlotte defense attorney who got into a skirmish in her office with someone who worked there. The woman's name that is being accused of this is Mary Lazer Rogers, or Leaser, L-E-A-Z-E-R. So when the police arrived, they found a woman with a bloodied and scratched up face. And according to the arrest affidavit, the victim said that Rogers had accused her of having a personal relationship with a client who had been at the office earlier in the day. It's like, you know, you better not be, are you effing my client, whatever. And then the victim told the officers that Rogers wants to, quote, have a sexual relationship with her.
Okay.
But she's rebuffed Rogers' attempts. So Rogers began arguing with the victim and cursing at the victim, and that's when the assault allegedly occurred. The victim said that the suspect punched her 5 times in the face. Officers then placed Rogers, the attorney, under arrest. As the officer walked Rogers to the patrol car, she kicked him, according to the story, kicked him in the leg. Then she spit in another officer's face. She spat in his face, according to the affidavit. And then she had a seizure. So she was lying down in the patrol car and refused to sit up. So the officers tried to sit her up, and then she forced herself out of the patrol car and onto the ground. She was screaming and cursing, caused a scene as many people came out of their offices to see what was going on. So that's when the officers figured out that she was having a seizure. So they took her to the hospital. But when she got there, supposedly she told the hospital staff that she was faking it.
Really?
And then she, for good measure, according to the story, spit on one of the medics. Oh. And then the cops took her to jail on charges of simple assault, assault on a government official or employee, and 2 counts of malicious conduct by a prisoner. She has posted bond and her lawyer could not be reached for comment. Court date May 7th.
Wow. That is wild. So she wasn't faking it.
Huh? She was. Yeah, she was
faking it. She was faking it. Yeah, right? Yeah.
So according to her website, she's a Charlotte native, attended Davidson College, which if you don't know anything about the Charlotte area, Davidson College, you have to be very, very smart to go to Davidson College. It's 10 minutes from where we're sitting right now. And, they don't just let anybody in, you know, who made decent on an SAT. You got to be smart to get in there. And the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, she went there.
Oh, my gosh.
Admitted into the North Carolina bar in 1995. Before becoming a defense attorney, she worked at the Mecklenburg County District Attorney's Office. Among her current clients is murder suspect Michael Withers, who's accused of shooting former High Point University basketball player Haitian McIntyre in 2021. So she's not just some, you know, what they would call a shade tree attorney somewhere, just working out of her house and, you know, doing filing papers for a personal injury thing just to get a settlement, things like that. She's not running a tanning bed in the back of her office to make ends meet. I mean, she's, you know.
But if you're that guy, you've got to get a new attorney now, right? You realize, I got to ditch this lady.
Yeah, I'm guessing that she's not going to be allowed to practice, at least until the trial is over.
Oh, man.
I mean, would you?
In the middle of a murder trial, now I got to go get a new attorney.
Well, I mean, that may be good.
Maybe that could turn out really well.
Delay it another couple of years.
Man, she spits on two people and fakes a seizure. I mean, that is more unstable.
After she beat somebody up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Allegedly accusatory, accused, blah, blah, blah.
You got to be a crazy person to fake a seizure. Nothing good ever happens right before you fake a seizure.
But I don't know if she set out to fake a seizure, or she just saw that they were thinking she was just going so mad nuts that they assumed she was having a seizure and she went with it. Just, I'm going to go with it. Oh, they think I'm having a seizure? Well,
so then what? She gets to the hospital and
they start checking her out and all that. And
she spits on them?
Well, after, I think the way they wrote it was, after she told them, I'm faking a seizure, I was faking it, and then spit on somebody. I don't know.
Can I tell you a secret? Get real close.
Riggins, you said that would be the worst, to use somebody spitting in your face.
That's the worst thing you could do. I'd rather be a lot of things. I will pretty much accept any other action other than spitting in my face. Ugh, that's so gross. And she did it twice. I'm surprised she didn't just get rocked in the face by one of these people.
When you're in handcuffs, you know, I guess they figure that's the only thing they have. It's just to hit somebody with spit.
They put those spit masks on them, like it looks like a beekeeper's helmet. Yeah, I'm surprised like a nurse didn't just clock her. Which is the appropriate response to that.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're the nurse and she spits on you, you're perfectly within your right to just punch the shit. Yeah. Because as long as it's not some kind of situation where the person's out of their head and don't know what they're doing.
Because now you're taking up my time because you faked a seizure.
Yeah.
And you spit on me. Now you're just pissing me off.
Not to mention wasting my time. If the story is true, it all started because she had been propositioning this woman that works there. And because the woman said no, she's still jealous that the woman might be trying to mess with one of her clients. And that's what started the whole thing.
My God.
Well, you know, it doesn't seem like, at first I was like, I don't blame her for being upset. Somebody works in your office can't be having a relationship with one of your clients.
Yeah.
Unless you're, you know, the DA in Fulton County, Georgia. Yeah. You know, you can make the sex with your coworkers and stuff like that. But turns out it wasn't for moral issues. Man. Yeah. It was because I want you for my damn self.
Is she attractive? Does ever?
Yeah,
she's not bad.
She's got pretty features.
That's an interesting description.
She's got the picture that I'm seeing of her, she's got a bruise on her chin, and I mean, she's not looking her best, but she has pretty skin, and she has nice eyelashes, and Well, I don't know. She just has a...
I mean, that's fair.
She has pretty skin. There's just a lot of...
No. That's fair. It could be...
She's not a good bitch.
She has pretty skin. There's just a lot of it.
She looks like the woman that killed Selena.
Oh, my God.
And we're not discussing.
Wait, let me see if I can find a better picture of her. Because, I mean, you can't really just go by a mugshot.
No, not after all that has happened. Mm-hmm. There's been a couple. She's been in a couple of fights, faked a seizure. There's been a lot of, you know, being thrown around and spitting on people. You're not at your best.
What? Oh,
you're so dumb. She's got a lot of skin.
Now, I guess this is some sort of a. Well, I think this picture where she's all made up, like for the, you know, website and stuff. Her hair looked better in the mugshot.
That's not good.
if your mugshot hair is better than your you know, professionally taken photo hair.
How the hell are you doing that?
Probably not the best.
You're just working too much with it, you know? Just let it. I don't know how to. Look. See?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. It's like in the picture where she was trying to fix her hair and all, she just like made it real big and then just took a hatchet and went pop in the middle. But she could be completely innocent of all this stuff. We don't know. We don't know. But you don't think she has pretty features, Riggins?
No.
Pretty skin?
Mm-mm.
Smooth?
Nope. And nope. And she's a spitter.
Now,
being a spitter makes her being an alleged spitter makes her ugly.
I think so.
Just if you spit on people, you can't be a pretty person.
I don't think so.
I don't think there's any way to look feminine when you're spitting or when you're squatting for a picture.
Yeah.
Valid point.
Yeah.
Not to say it makes you a bad person or anything, but it's just. Like we always say, there's no way to look masculine doing certain things. You don't look feminine when you're squatting for a picture.
You don't see Angelina Jolie spitting anywhere. Spitting on the red carpet. Hold on, excuse me.
Time and a place, man. Time and a place.
This is the Extra, Extra Funny Podcast from Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Copyright 2023 ATJ Inc.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent First Quarter of the Rest of Your Life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.